I hear you there. I also hear the police sirens and all that in the background. But, yeah, with the switching power supplies being notoriously noisy, it is a mean well, so on paper it probably should be a little bit lower than a generic no-name off the internet or off of eBay from straight from China. So I think it shouldn't be that. But what I was thinking about trying to do was picking two power distribution blocks, one on the side where the filter, both before and after the filter, and run them into two separate spectrum analyzer devices and see if the noise is on one side of the power supply or on both sides of the, or one side of the power filter or both sides of the power filter, because on paper it could be something from the power supply or something from the radio itself causing that, which I don't think it would be the case, especially when I ran it off the battery and it didn't have that. So I don't know, but that's just an idea, because when I had ran it through the power supply for the filtering, on the outside of the filtering, it did not have, well, it had, most of the spikes went down except for that one spike. And that's where I think it might be coming from, the radio side.